In the name of the one living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. John 1:22. Tell us who you are, so we can give some answers to those who sent us. Now, some 30, 35 years ago, when I was the acting sergeant of the Pottstown Police Detective Division, we would bring a person of interest in some heinous crime, such as murder, arson, rape, or felony assault, into the office for interrogation. And one of the first things that we would ask was, who are you? Who are you? We needed to know who this person was, what she or he came from, and what their relationship was to the victim. And our reading from the Gospel of John today helps us answer this question about John the Baptizer. The priests and the Pharisees came to the Jordan where John was preaching and baptizing and asked him, "Who are you? Who are you?" And John answered the question in today's gospel. He did not deny the description given of him. He came to testify to the light, Jesus Christ. God sent him. He emphatically denies that he is the Christ. He claims that he is the fulfillment of the prophet Isaiah as the voice of one crying in the wilderness. John the Baptist clarifies his position in relationship to Jesus. John knows his place in life. He understood this from the virgin, from the before his birth, when he leapt in his mother's womb at the voice of the Virgin Mary's greeting to Elizabeth. He totally centered his life on God's call. John is the bridegroom's best man, the Savior's herald. John declares, "There is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is to come after me, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals." There was an Irish thinker in the 9th century, that's 900 AD. His name was John Scotus. And he wrote, and I quote, "Then John said, in order to distinguish the man who showed only humanity of the one he heralded from the man who came after him, the man who united Godhead and manhood in his own person." End of quote. Scotus sees John the Baptist as the morning star, the sun, S-U-N, of justice, the fleeting voice before the unchangeable capital letter word, the nightlight before the dawn, the witness to the judge. The man who precedes the Lord is the forerunner to the Lord who preceded him in existence as God and who humbled himself to share our humanity. After Elizabeth's greeting, the Blessed Virgin prayed, "My being proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit finds joy in God, my Savior." John the Baptist echoes this in what he has to say about who he is. His mission is fulfilled in heralding Christ among us. Christ's mission will begin to be accomplished among us when we too speak for ourselves and tell who we are. Today we're asked to be the present-day Baptists. We are to totally center our lives on God's call. God sends us as priests, deacons, religious brothers and sisters, as married persons, and as single persons, to testify to the light. We are to use our lifestyles, our gifts, and our talents to relay this very message. Because Christ is coming among us, we are a redeemed people. Though John's voice has fallen silent, the word, capital W word, that he proclaimed dwells among us. Our souls, therefore, rejoice in the Lord. Our joy comes from processing our heart's desire, God's peace made perfect in holiness. St. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians that we read as our second lesson this morning, gives us some guidance on how we can give this testimony. He tells us to rejoice always, to pray without ceasing. It's because the word is flesh and lives permanently among us. St. Paul uses the words always, never, and constant. The virtue of joy is practiced how often? Always. How should we pray? Never cease. How much should we thank God? Constantly. St. Paul tells us to give thanks for what we have received from God. We must not stop the Spirit, but allow it to work in and through us. We are not to fear what we say or do that will change others in their faith. We need to remain steadfast in our faith. We are to test everything. And if we're not sure of something, pray about it. Ask others who are prayerful to pray with you. Or ask a priest or a spiritual director. Check things out to make sure it is from the Lord and not something of your own making. Do not stifle the Spirit, says Paul. In preparing for the celebration of the joy of our spirit finds in God our Savior, pray for the discernment of gifts. Pray to realize his gifts and give peace. If we follow what St. Paul asks us, then we will know who we are. We can answer that question, who are you? And we're doing God's will. We are sent by God. We testify to the light. We are the John the Baptist of today. We are baptized persons. We are Christians. We are holy men and women. And we are men and women of prayer. Therefore, as we come to know who Jesus is, we can sing our own Magnificat of how Jesus has touched each one of our lives. We can tell the life of Jesus to others. With grateful hearts, we are prepared to proclaim the greatness of the Lord. His Spirit comes upon us so we can follow in his footsteps and know the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. We can, in all sincerity, answer the question, who are you? Who are you? You are a servant of God. You are a servant of God. That's who you are. And God bless you.